William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Sky of Emerald Stars, a novel, Book 2 of the Golden Court, by A.K. Mulford. Performed by Bridget Bordeaux and Vico Ortiz. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a map and cast of characters. To my writer friends, I am so grateful to have you in my corner, cheering me on, sharing highs and lows, and helping me find my own way. Content warning. Death, violence, BDSM restraint, mild, blood, gore, grief, brief mention of sexual assault, not on page / not main characters, transphobia, misgendering, war, monsters, as well as sexually explicit scenes. Sadie. Golden leaves danced past the window of the little cottage. Olmdir seemed to hang in a state of perpetual autumn. In Highwick, it would still be summer, and, though I wouldn't admit it to anyone, I missed the bloom of flowers, the scent of silver stones baking in the sunshine, the iced drinks and bounty of summer fruits, all while lazing in the shade of the forest and swimming in the streams. It was a brutal place sometimes. But not all of it had been evil. Not all of my childhood as a high-ranked member of the Silver Wolf Pack had been bad, but everything I'd known, evil or not, had been ripped away from me now, and I was sure I'd never go back. It felt like I was falling through midair and the ground never rose to meet me. I didn't belong to my former pack anymore, and as horrible as that was, even worse was the thought that I didn't feel like I belonged here, either.
"So, you've decided on sulking forever, then?"
Maze asked through a mouthful of lentil stew. "I'm not sulking," I muttered in a voice that would be definitively classified as sulky. Briar pulled a skillet of cornbread from the fire and placed it on the stone windowsill to cool. "You're avoiding my twin, Sadie," she said, glancing over her shoulder at me. "And your queen?" "Your twin and my queen are one and the same," I said bitterly. "Stop being so dramatic." I assessed Briar's red hair braided back off her face, her bright blue eyes and long, lean frame. She didn't look much like her twin, Kala, now the queen of the Golden Court. Now my queen, too, as everyone seemed to feel the need to remind me. It still felt odd. I thought I'd be a member of the Silver Wolf Pack for the rest of my life. I was one of the royal guards, the elite. I was meant to live and die protecting the Silver Wolf throne. And I had accepted that. Now, I wasn't a member of any pack at all, but rather a court, one comprised of both human and wolf. It was a good change, and yet it still left me reeling. Was it possible to miss something, even if it was wrong? Everything felt tight as a bowstring. Every day we waited for King Nero to attack and the war he promised to begin in earnest. But there was nothing but silence from the Damrian border. When a wolf is silent, that means it's hunting. So we all idled by in a tension-filled routine, planning, waiting, rebuilding. Briar cleared her throat, and I spotted the silent conversation whizzing between her and Maze. Her eyes widened as she jutted her chin in my direction and mouthed something I couldn't quite make out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?